This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Tuesday, May 24th, 2016. I'm Mark Boulanger. Excessive heat in the workplace caused by global warming will seriously reduce the amount of hours people can work in many countries, especially those in the global south. Last year was the warmest year on record. It was the 39th consecutive year with above average temperatures. 2016 is on track to be the 40th. Despite what some multinational oil corporations hiding behind right-wing pseudo research organizations say, climate change is caused by human activity. 95% of scientists agree that climate change is real and has to be tackled. The other 5% are either not practicing, being funded by oil company money, or tied to a political agenda which seeks to protect the way things are for rich people. In April of this year, 170 governments signed the Paris Climate Agreement, saying that global warming was a reality and promising to keep global temperature rise to below 2 degrees Celsius. One of the problems faced by workers as the planet warms is hot temperature in the workplace. Pete Foster of ILO Radio reports.
In coming decades, vulnerable countries such as Bangladesh are likely to see significant losses of working hours due to excessive heat in the workplace, according to a new report released in Geneva. Within those countries, the heat is most likely to affect the working poor, according to Maria Luisa Silva from the UN Development Programme, speaking at the launch.
Extreme heat may in particular affect people in the least paid jobs, those that operate outdoors in workplaces or in workplaces without air conditioning.
The report, called Climate Change and Labour, The Impacts of Heat in the Workplace, was published by the Climate Vulnerable Forum, a partnership of 20 countries considered disproportionately at risk from climate change. Also at the event, Maria Neira of the World Health Organization. She explained the dramatic impact on workers of extreme heat.
And now with this extreme heat, those conditions that will make them even more vulnerable to health problems, there will have more chances to have accidents, more risks for accidents. Obviously, they will be affected by a massive dehydration due to the high temperatures, and there will be suffering.
Reporting for ILO News in Geneva, this is Pete Foster.
The labor movement is helping lead the fight to reduce the effects of climate change and provide a just transition for workers to sustainable economies. Sharon Burrow is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the organization which represents national labor centers at the world level.
There are no jobs on a dead planet. This is much more than a slogan for us. We're already seeing the loss of lives and livelihoods with extreme weather events. And indeed, you know, workers are on the front lines of climate change, the negative impact, but also as we make the transition, the energy transition, the change in the nature of the use of technologies, the zero carbon, zero poverty ambitions for the future, then the opportunities mean workers are on the front lines again with their communities. So for us, it's core business. Climate change is an imperative. We can't continue to live in a world where inequality and poverty are becoming entrenched as systemic outcomes of a model of business that is failing us on both fronts. So zero carbon, zero poverty, the opportunities are clear, but of course the challenges are also significant, and we want to be part of that design mix because it must be a just transition. Where there's dialogue and an understood plan and people can see themselves and their children as part of the future, then it's possible to affect what we call a just transition. The big problem is that governments have been too slow, many employers have been too slow, industry sectors have simply not considered an alternative future. The only way we're going to make this transition, if it's based on dialogue, if all the stakeholders are part of the mix, and if it's a just transition where everybody can see a future.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.